Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Welcome to Horrible Decisions. Hey. And Weezy hates that we don't have an intro. So maybe y'all can send us one, okay?
Please, because I really feel like it's just, maybe we should do a song.
Although someone did really like, and they spelt it out, Horrible Decisions. It spells out really good.
Listen, I don't know what fake French Haitians listening to this pod did like Mandy doing that shit. Y'all the same ones that like the hot dog spaghetti that she made.
Stop hating on the hot dog spaghetti. And before we even started, we were talking about how I'm really cooking now.
Mandy had a box delivered to her house that said step one.
First off, it doesn't matter.
Don't say the box because they ain't paid the bills.
I know, that's why I didn't say the box. But I made some sirloin steak with some fingerling potatoes, with some Brussels sprouts roasted with some like pumpkin seeds. And then today I'm going to make Thai chicken basil pad Thai.
Why don't you just go to a Trader Joe's and you can eat normal?
Why are you laughing? You don't like
the, I mean, you know, it sounds like a good
chicken
meal.
Chicken basil pad Thai. I call chicken it Thai pad Thai.
But you guys hear a little laughter. We're trying to be inclusive. There's a Latino here.
Oh my God.
Hello, Adden.
Hi. Hello.
I feel so bad. So Adden's here with us. If you guys are watching on YouTube, enjoy because we look cute on there because Adden going just the levels. But Adden is working at WTF Media Studios. And I was like, you know, I love just having someone Latino. Aren't you Ecuadorian?
What do you think I am?
What are you?
What do you think I am?
Well, I was going to say Puerto Rican.
You used to live in the Bronx, right? Or you do live in the Bronx?
I used to live in the Bronx.
You Dominican?
No.
No, oh. He's some like deep Southern America shit.
Central.
Oh, Central, so you America.
That's North America, Mandy.
Yo!
Do you guys remember World Star Hip Hop Questions when they were what are the three continents? People were like, Alaska.
Wait, don't say it. Hold on. What are the three continents, Mandy?
Wait, the three continents?
Trick question.
Is it seven or nine?
What are the three countries that make up North America?
South America, Central America, North America.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Canada. That's four. Okay. It is North America, right?
Yo, should we edit this out?
No.
I don't care.
Mandy,
I got a passport, bitch, so I wish somebody would come to me about
Canada,
geography.
The United States, and Mexico.
Wait, what did I just name?
I forgot. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of blocked it out. I knew it was gonna be wrong.
That's a clip. Yo, do the show.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, but what is South America, Central America, and North America?
So like Central America.
Central America.
Well, they're
not
like
a
the Latin Americas.
But South America is a continent.
I don't like how none of this sound.
Y'all lying.
But shut up.
But luckily it's science, so.
You done?
No, don't talk about no science.
We don't expect it to be. We don't expect it to be your area.
This is geography, not science.
Right.
See, thank you.
No, I mean, science isn't like continents because they broke up off of Pangea, but I'm getting a little too...
Tectonic plates. I know about that. Wait, it's not tectonic plates?
No, yeah, you're right.
No,
you're right.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Just let her get one. Let her get one.
All right. I got mine, and it's from earthquakes.
I just want to say something real quick. I appreciate being here because last time I was here with you guys, y'all were talking about blueprints. You remember that?
Was that the last time you were here with us, with Andrew?
Yeah, when science wasn't real for you.
Holy shit, that is still not. That was a long time ago. Jesus.
What is real is the merch drop we're going to have. I'm trying to segue into something but a tectonic plate. Maybe that'll be the next shirt. Our merch is coming out this Friday, you guys. It is February 5th. And we have some really cute shit. Black Sexcellence. Isn't it on a sweatshirt?
We have Black Sexcellence. I love it. No kink shaming. We have Yeah Ho, finally. Even though I was like, damn it. People is really out here wearing ho on their shirt. But I guess so. So
it's
we're doing
an X.
We're doing Yeah-Ho. No, it's not. It's H-O-E. No X. We're not French on these shirts. And then we also have stickers. So
nice.
I'm excited. I think you guys will really like this. So make sure if you haven't yet, follow us on our social media platforms. You'll see a nice little graphic on Wednesday or whatever.
That's right. All right, you guys. I'm going to say this really quick before we get into a catch-up. So... First of all, it's very embarrassing to say what happened to me last night, but I would like to preface it by saying it was only so long and outgrown because...
Nope, I'm blaming science, but go ahead.
My bush, I have a scene on my Fuse show where I get waxed. And I was like, I should wait until I really like am full grown because it'll be funnier, right? Like everyone wants to watch someone in pain. But now it got to the point where I actually like, it's just too long. So
what is too long?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh boy.
So I realized when you can't find your clit, it's too much. And I'm taking biotin to grow my nails, hair, and get my skin healthy, which it's not doing for skin. But anyway, so it's growing hair everywhere. So my vagina hair is actually growing in length and thickness.
Nice.
So I was like, you know what? I just at least have to trim it. But I didn't understand what trimming it meant. So I got a razor and it literally wouldn't shave because it was so much. It was getting caught in the fucking razor. So I went out of the bathtub to snip it to try to trim it. And amidst doing that, I don't know if it blended in with my skin or what was going on, because the hairs on my pussy are dark. They're not light. And I almost cut my clit off.
You're bugging.
I understand that.
You're bugging.
I would just like to say, I only knew I was about to cut my clit off.
Because?
Because first off, I had to get my foot up like this, open my pussy to then use the scissors to start snipping the shit. And I was like, I was doing fine, but I was really high. So like I was being really meticulous. And because I was being meticulous, I was snipping slowly. And then finally, I felt a little, and I almost cut my clit off.
Oh, yeah. No.
Can you imagine the episode of like TLC E Room, like the emergency room stories?
Yes.
You know what's crazy, though? So everyone knows, like, I've never been waxed, but like my partner now really likes hair down there. So even the last time he spent the night, I felt kind of weird because we're just laying and he's just rubbing on my pubic hair. And I'm just like, okay. And I've never really let it grow. So now I like shave when it like grows too long, like where it's going down my thighs. Then I'm just like, okay.
Oh, he likes like full and bushy.
He likes hair to where like right now, the way it shaved for him tonight, he gonna be like, you need to let it grow out. Like that's literally how he be like.
That's when you're fucking grown ass men. They don't like baby pussy.
Yeah, but it's not a baby pussy. There's still a landing strip. But I'm just like, you know, as women, hygiene. No, I need to cut some of that off. Right. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Like, but he does. He likes hair. And I didn't realize how many men like hair.
My vagina looked so patchy. Like, honestly, if it was legal, I feel like I should show people just so they can understand how bad it is. But it's like a zebra pussy, cheetah pussy, if you will. So it's so bad.
Well, you have patches of hair right now?
Because I was shaving and then some sides couldn't get it. And then once I almost cut my clit off, I was like, I'm done.
Fuck it.
So I go to Old Bay's house last night, right? This is how I know I'm washed. I was like, maybe he's not going to try to fuck me tonight because I just don't know. I was like, it's his birthday coming up. Maybe I could just act like I'm trying to hold it. I don't know what I'll say.
Right.
So we're in the bed and he starts touching me. I was like, oh, I can't. Da-da-da-da-da. So he's like, what the fuck? Because I really never say no because I'm horny all the time. So finally, he's like, what the fuck is up with you? You on your period? And I was like, I'm going to show you. And after I show you, we can be done with it because you'll be so turned off. So he looks at it, he laughs, he said it looked crazy, we sleep in. Like 2 minutes later, he's like, I mean, I ain't gonna put my mouth on it because it do look that crazy, but let's fuck. He ain't gonna put my mouth on it. So then wait, I said, I really don't want to have sex. But if you really need to sleep because you're annoying me, then we could have sex. He's like, well, I don't want
wait,
you.
Wait, you said that?
Yeah. So
just
now,
like that?
Like that. So he's like, we fucking married. So I'm like, you know what? Let's flip a coin.
Y'all did not flip a coin for sex.
Well, we didn't have to go get the coin because we were in the bed. He was so annoyed at me at this point. So he said, we gonna flip it.
Wow.
I said, what do you want? He said, whatever one you don't want. And I said, I don't want tails because I felt like I don't want to get my tail did.
Fucked in your booty?
Bro, I hit the fucking coin and sure enough, I don't know what's coming up. Oh, it did. It hit just like this. Fucking tails, bitch. I was like, damn. I could not believe. Am I at the point, like, is this washed decisions at this point?
Well, they said we were relationship decisions. I also...
Oh, that's a good one.
I do want to shout out to the whore hive that is happy for me. But someone tweeted me this week and all the fans were coming at her because she wrote and was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Mandy is being realistic with her relationship because what the fuck? Like, it's still the honeymoon phase. Basically, I guess because I have yet to complain about my nigga. She's just like, it's just not realistic and I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's just like, why can't people be happy in their relationships? Like, not all relationships are toxic. We're also like 10 months in now and I'm still
I
like...
I think that people like, enjoy...
Misery loves company. period.
Not even that. I think that when it comes to entertainment, because I wonder why I've enjoyed shows like Housewives or whatever, or certain Love and Hip Hop shit. And it's because I'm used to watching drama. And I think that we all have to remember, I only say this because I don't want to think that someone doesn't want that for either of us. I don't want
to
think.
No, I think they want us to be hoes forever. They literally loved when I was getting flued out, fucking a nigga and getting flued back and being lonely and miserable. But I got to.
But no one thought you were lonely and miserable, Mandy.
Maybe because I still came on here and despite the fact that I was getting my back blowed out.
You were acting like that fucked, when you weren't getting fucked.
But no, but they still,
right before quarantine, you were a bitch.
I would come into the studio
with everybody, with
nut dried in my hair and still be like, but I want a boyfriend. As if I didn't just suck dick and eat Buddha before
coming. I never remember you saying you wanted, like.
I did. I've been saying I wanted a boyfriend. The whole whore hive. How long have I been saying I want a boyfriend before I got a boyfriend?
I remember you saying, like, I'm not going to fuck with these niggas that ain't doing X, Y, Z. Did you really say you wanted a boyfriend?
Yes, I wanted a boyfriend. Everyone sees I manifested my boyfriend, my nigga.
Maybe you tweeted about it.
Even with B. Simone sat here on some manifestation shit, I said, I'm going to manifest me a boyfriend this year in 2020. And this is before we knew the panorama was coming. I'm just saying. He dropped right. You know what? I'm so mad now that I think about it. Zoom, I know we hate you and we talk shit about you, but I met my nigga on Zoom. So I just want to say thank you, Zoom, and I should have bought stock in goddamn Zoom. Because Zoom made my life different this year, goddamn.
That's how you know Skype fucked up, yo.
Maybe you said you don't even believe it. I'm investing in myself. I'm not investing in stocks, but
I should have bought some goddamn Zoom.
For real.
Because Zoom done brought me happiness this year, even though we were fed up with doing that shit.
Dog, I was a whole day trader yesterday, okay? First of all, I just want to say, you guys know I've talked about the master investor and we finally got to meet in person. And like that day, GameStop was going crazy.
The GameStop shit.
But he's really like, I mean, he's made me, my money is doubled a little bit more this year from the plays he's given me. But he won't let me do short shit because he's like,
right,
that's not what we're doing. We don't do short squeezes. Like, I want you to have money for the long term. And if there is something going on, I don't tell him because I don't want him to know that I'm fucking around. Because I know he's really trying to help me elevate. Bitch, I bought that GameStop shit. I bought AMC. I bought BlackBerry. I was on my phone so much yesterday that during my like production calls for TV, I was just taking off the video because I was like scrolling through. Dude, day trading is the most intense thing you can ever do.
Yeah, that's like Forex.
Because you have to make sure, first of all, for anyone who just, quick, because I know this ain't stock decisions, but you have to have limit orders on your shit. And that's the only reason I didn't take a L when AMC went to $6 this morning.
Is that why it wasn't on Robinhood?
Oh, no, that's a whole nother thing about the Robinhood shit.
So
that's it's Robinhood, it's Bella something, it's even Acorns. Cash App. A bitch I was like, fuck it, a bitch got some extra money, let me throw it at Bitcoin. Cash App wouldn't even let me get Bitcoin.
They know, yo.
Like, everything's kind of frozen right now.
So
basically, because regular people are making money now,
Wall
apparently.
Street has been doing this for years.
that's what I
And it's called shorting.
Yeah.
It's basically a bet that the company is going to be less valuable in some point. So
I ain't going to hold you. I know GameStop was, I think, going bankrupt.
OD then bankrupt.
AMC with the pandemic.
All this shit, yeah.
I would have never thought to buy those two because AMC, like, we don't even have theaters here in New York open. In LA, they're not open. And they were talking about removing so many movie theaters because of the pandemic.
But when they know that a stock is like about to go down and they like make it hype, right? So they're like, if they're buying a lot at a low price and then they make it super hype, and everybody wants it now they can sell it that high and fucking devalue the stock, which is what happened with Reddit. So like a bunch of people just decided they would do this with GameStop, right? I think I sold it at 315, but I got it like 160. So it wasn't bad. But AMC, I was super late. I got in at like $11. I sold at 16 something, but it got up to 22. BlackBerry came back. What? Nokia went from $1 to $10.
Those type of shits, like, let's be real.
But that's the thing with the limit order, right? So I didn't put a limit order on because I was like, what if I miss it? A limit order basically means your stock will automatically sell itself if you put an order to where, let's just say it keeps going down, but you don't want to lose your investment. You could put a limit order. But the reason I didn't want to do a limit order is because what if it went up super high and then I can pull, right?
I used to want to do that with my niggas. You know what I mean? When they go high, I go low. You know what I mean? When they did go high, I get it low.
You are.
That's what I do. You know what I mean?
On that computer all day. Dude, yeah. I was fucking training.
I be on that dick all day. I'm just trying to make it relate.
This isn't stock decisions.
I'm trying to.
Well, let me explain why this shit really need to funnel, okay? Because now that I got this studio, if you guys are watching YouTube, you get to see it. I've been seeing how cheap fucking office spaces are, and that's really what inspired this. I'm like, I want a fucking sex club too. Let's get some money in this bitch. Dude, I want every physical location for when the world comes back, dog. I want Horrible Decisions to be a store. I have learned so much about like business from physical
and commercial
shit.
Real estate and
dude,
stuff.
To learn that things be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars cheaper a month. And then I want to have this fucking space and I want someone old and white to come back and make this their tax office again. And I fucking make you pay me to get it like out of it. Like, I think that's what's so amazing to watch about Black people and young people and millennials and what they're doing with Reddit and Twitter. Like fucking over Wall Street. I was love watching it this morning.
Not only that, it's just with this pandemic, of course, I don't think a lot of us ever thought we would have lived through one. I mean, of course, we read about the Great Depression and the bubonic plague.
Mm-hmm.
Bubonic, that's right. The plague. And now here we are.
I just love when you like recall like events.
You see, I'm doing history. Yeah. You know, fuck a science, but I know a little bit
no
of history.
Tectonic.
But but like, no, seriously, like in the last year, there's been so many even new businesses opening.
Yeah, we've grown
finding,
a lot.
People
did you
finding
know about
their passion.
Your wanting to do your box? Until
no, I came up with my subscription box in May.
You see that? That's wild.
In May.
This is a pandemic idea.
I came up with it in May. I launched in October. By March, I'm about to have my own feminine hygiene products. Like, it literally was that fast because you also have to realize
so
a lot
much
of things,
time on your hands.
Well, yeah, things were sped up because, bitch, I'm at home.
Right.
Like, okay, bet. I could talk to this person because I know they at home. So I was even, like, communicating with graphic designers and just turnaround for so many things was fast because ain't nobody got weddings
and that's
and
the
parties
thing too about
and shit to do.
What's interesting about this pandemic, like, touring money was great, but realizing that you can't make, like, if we were touring, would we have long-term money with a different investment? Because we're just making that money and we would have kept on that. What time would have been on my hands to make something else? I don't know.
Oh,
if
I'm not going to lie. The way our schedules were when
no
we were touring
way.
And then this, and now I also have two other pods. No way in hell would I have been able to have the time to do everything I'm doing now.
Even for fact's sake, was born from COVID. I was just Googling a bunch of shit and getting bored and learning. And it was like, well, people like stuff like that. And I think it's dope that we came up with that. But anyway, speaking of this fucking shithole place that we're in and why we're talking about this, the coronavirus. I love this article. This is our vanilla shit this week. China rolls out an anal swab test saying it's more accurate than the throat method.
Mm. What?
Fucking weird. But the people of China have basically went back to life because they were on such a crazy lockdown,
yep,
right?
They were.
But now there's a new strain coming out, so everybody's trying to get ready. And they're trying to figure out what's more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not correct. Accurate, sorry. Mm-hmm. What's more accurate? Because a lot of the tests are giving false positives. So they came out with anal swabs right in time for the next quote-unquote quarantine because it's a lot more accurate than the throat, which is what people have been taking.
The throat and the nasal.
The new protocol, yep. But the throat is easier for at home because people aren't going all the way up their nose. But basically, the samples are giving you something from your lower digestive tract. And they're seeing that when they get false positives, the anal's coming out, right?
What?
So you can put it back there.
You know what? It's crazy because when I did have COVID, my nigga fucked me in the ass and it didn't even transfer to him through anal sex. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, I'm just saying.
This is really great role play. It says if we add anal swab testing, it really raised, when we added it, it raised the rate of identifying infected patients.
That's
because
cool.
People have not been getting accurate nasal swabs. There's also another thing. If you are testing positive for COVID and you have a second one that day or two or three in that day, the culture or some shit in your nose, apparently.
Inconclusive.
Yeah.
It happened to my mom. My mom, as many of you guys know, she was dealing with, she had COVID. And thank God she has tested negative since. But when she went after her 10 days of quarantine to go get retested, she went up there and, of course, she did it herself and it came back inconclusive.
That's crazy.
And so she had to go and get it again.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I think they ended up doing the mouth for the second one. But
I have a few at home tests now because Old Bay has it sent from his job. Like, they just sending them. But he's worked for a huge, huge company, but they sent like 5, 6. And I was like, but I ain't gonna lie, when I'm doing it at home, I'm like, all right,
you're not gonna go all the way up.
You're not. And there's also like, there's something in here. I don't know. Anyone who works in the medical field, it's not just up.
No, that you was have wrong. To go back. That's what my mom did. And I was like, Tammy, how you fucking up? And you work in the healthcare field. She was like, yeah, I just went up, but apparently you got to go back.
But that's the interesting thing about when we all first got it, if anyone got it early, like they went to my brain, but it's because they should have went here, but no one knew.
Yeah, they were going up here.
Fucking weird, dude.
Like right there.
I can't wait till we're done with this shit. I just want to give you a little, do I have it? That's what I want to do. Give me a fucking temperature scanner.
The temperature scanner is some bullshit too. So, to be fair,
you know, I almost ordered one for this studio.
Well, no, and it's some bullshit because, to be fair, everyone that I know that has had COVID, and at this point, it's damn near everyone I know.
Yeah.
The fever portion of it really only lasts maybe a day, if that, or a couple hours.
For who?
For a lot of people that I know.
Oh, for me, it lasted a long time.
Well, you were in the hospital. You're different.
Yeah.
You're like, you were serious.
But honestly,
but they said the
they're all home. They got 105.
Oh, no, I don't trust that either.
Well, they said the optometer.
Oh, that's accurate?
Is more accurate because it's a respiratory infection.
Oh, that makes sense.
That it makes sense because that means if your breathing levels are outside of the normal breathing levels, that means you may have.
I'm sorry, what they were trying to watch for me. The room for a moment. Is Mandy speaking?
Nope. Don't do this.
Wow.
This bitch used her fingers and said, "And the respiratory
because
like,
that's what you know what that's what this lady
this
that
sounded a little too logical."
So we got Black Sexcellence coming up.
So, you guys have probably heard of her before. Marsha P. Johnson. Vinny brought her up when we were talking about Stonewall. Marsha P. Johnson's been talked about in Pose. She is a very big deal in the Black, in the LGBTQ space, in the Stonewall community of just, she's on the walls in Stonewall, but she is a gay liberation activist. She died in 92. But she was a drag queen, self-identified, very outspoken, and was a prominent figure in the uprising of Stonewall. She was a founding member of the Gay Liberation Front, the first trans street activist group. It was actually called Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, which is interesting because we don't use that word anymore. But she was just well-known in New York, art, gay scene. She modeled for Andy Warhol even, and she was in a group called Hot Peaches, and she was known as the mayor of Christopher Street. Which is in the West Village. If you are not from New York, if you're fucking straight and you live in New York, everyone knows that Christopher Street is the gayest shit ever. And yeah.
But also, if you ever just want to visit New York, West Village is where I went before I had money because you could get like $4 drinks. So it's $4.50 for some Jack Daniels and they do pickleback shots.
Which is funny because people say it's expensive over there.
But no, it's not. Till 7 p.m., you're getting $4 drinks. And
sure, it's over now.
And it's the only place that I know in New York City where you can go as a single lady and I guarantee you your bill will be paid for. Everywhere else in New York, niggas ain't paying for $20
drink.
But in
the
Village, they paying.
Right. They don't get the wealth of day drinking. You save money in day drinking.
That's a great point.
You do.
So like that work from home shit, once we can get back on these streets, day drinking is lit.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. I be drinking by 11 with my Tito's at the crib.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. But like you said, with the day drinking, when I would go to West Village, it would be kind of like my happy hour place to go.
Right.
But that is where I did meet most of like just the working professionals in New York City.
Okay. One of my favorite places was the
like,
Fat Cat.
Lawyers. Black Fat Pussycat. Cat.
No.
Oh.
The Black Fat Pussycat is the comedy next to the comedy club or whatever. But Fat Cat. Can you Google that?
That's like
it's
the game
ping
spot?
Pong. Yeah. It's shuffleboard. And it was so much fucking fun. It was such a good date because like the type of bitch that I am, I don't know how much money you got. But maybe we'll start someplace like that. And then I'm like, you know, Soho House is down the street now.
Oh, Jesus.
I do want to add this in about Marsha P. Johnson, which is interesting. We had SX Noir on here who taught us a lot about sex for circumstance. And she lived on the streets, Marsha P. Johnson, and talks about survival sex that she had to have.
Yep.
She had been arrested over 100 times. She was once shot. And then she was very well known about speaking out for mental health. But yeah, I did want to say survival sex was interesting because I've never heard it in that way. I feel like we'll say other shit like
I feel like we actually did. We talked. I feel like we talked about that not only with SX Noir, but even maybe with Raquel Savage too. Like the choice. Sometimes sex work isn't necessarily our first choice, but our only choice if we want to pay bills.
I mean, and you already live in the street, and sadly, you know, a lot of, they show that in Pose too. A lot of women had to resort to that. But shout out to Marsha P. Johnson. Speaking of someone who's famous, this episode, I just want to tell you guys, I Googled.
Can we get a disclaimer? Because we don't want to put these people business out.
I promise everything I looked up, I found in at least three places. This is my for fact's sake.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Give your disclaimer.
So I don't know if these are facts, but these are well-known rumors.
Don't be having these people at us on some cease and desist.
No, Shaq is the best one. I was like, excuse me? But okay, so basically, this is all famous people and their fetishes, some old people, and by old, I mean dead ones, some new ones, like people we know from pop culture.
Are we talking about dead people today?
Yeah, but like a Gandhi like type of dead person.
Oh, okay, we can talk about Gandhi.
No, we're not talking about from the... I mean, I guess so.
He's in the grave.
Yeah, well, he's in the grave.
I just wasn't trying to talk about nobody that, like, we ain't talking about no Nipsey or Kobe or none of them.
No, like, we're not talking about the greats. We're talking about, like...
Gandhi ain't a great?
Well, not after what I'm about to tell y'all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are we kink shaming already?
No, this isn't kink shaming. This is not a kink shaming. It's not
sadistic. And this is actually like the most credit. People have written books about him with his shit and like, how are we worshiping this person?
Oh, yeah, let's get to it.
Okay, so first we're going to go through the people in history, a little history. Let's start with another fucking asshole, Adolf Hitler. So.
Okay, I think I heard some things about him.
What do you think you heard? Well, he obviously had to be a sick fuck.
He's a super sick
fuck.
But. Damn, what
he had a lust for shit. So there was a doctor, which I guess no king shaming, but fuck this dude. Dr. Walter Langer reported in his intelligence gathering when he did a
Can you get these words right, man?
Dude, y'all, I just glanced down because I was trying to talk and read. And I was like, ooh, that's a lot of letters. And it was just psychological. He did a psychological analysis of Adolf Hitler. And it says that he loved nothing more than women standing on him to shit. People believe that on the wrong side of his shit conversion, like on the other side
of the shit conversion,
basically he would try to like get people to like do this with him. Like he would try to like convince them that this was a thing. There's a woman,
like an orgy with shit.
Yeah. But there was a woman who committed suicide after one of their sessions together.
Damn.
And I guess that's so. Like he was coercing.
How sad is this episode?
No, some of them are fun, but some of them are crazy.
Okay.
Now there's another one I love, Lyndon Johnson, who was obsessed with his own penis. Okay. He was an engineer of the Great Society, so he showered the lower class America with programs aimed at enhancing their lives, like Medicare, civil rights, and the war on poverty. Now. If a colleague came into the bathroom at the Capitol when he was finishing at the urinal there, he would swing his penis around, hold it, which he liked to call jumbo, and he would ask people, have you ever seen anything big like this? A Pulitzer winning...
Hold on, let me look up Mr. Lyndon Johnson.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Is it why it's called Johnson?
That's probably why the dick is called Johnson.
Oh, wow, maybe.
Wait, this a white man?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
So, wait.
Lyndon B. Johnson, that's who we talking about?
Robert Carroll. Lyndon B. Johnson, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, he was a vice president? All right.
So, a biographer said that he was questioned once about why the U.S. was involved in Vietnam. And then Lyndon B. Johnson pulled out his dick and said, this is why.
I mean...
I have to know if that's where the Mr. Johnson, like a Johnson name came from.
Yeah. Google that.
For the dicks.
This is good. Let's get into the history of the Johnson. Why do they call Richard Dick?
History decisions.
So that is actually on Netflix on why curse words.
Oh, that's right.
Curse words.
That's a good one.
They talked about the Richard and Dick.
I like that there's a person named fuck with the last name. Okay, Chuck Berry. Now, he was best known for his hits, Johnny Be Good and My Ding-a-Ling. And he took special interest in the latter as far as installing secret cameras in his restaurant. Okay. He had many tapes featuring ladies undressing, using the toilet. And 60 women came forward in 1990 to sue him. Much like the disgraced Bill Cosby debacle of today, he shelled out $1.2 million to his victims and damages.
Which back then was probably like $5 million.
Yeah, it was. I'm assuming. Because, like, what, with the millions, with every 10 years, they say it goes up like, oh, wow, it probably was.
That shit was a lot. Inflation, boo.
There was a Netflix documentary with the guy that liked to spy on people in hotel rooms. Did you see that? Voyeurism? I think it was called Voyeur. And no. He bought a fucking motel and installed these things in the vents and would like watch people. His wife would like, she knew he was doing this. She would have to go up the vents and like give him food and shit and Jesus. Sandwiches. Because he was documenting what people were doing the whole time. And he you claims to have witnessed a murder.
I don't see that in his Wikipedia. I wonder if that's like one of the things like they
I don't think it's
going to
be in his Wikipedia, Mandy.
Are you still talking about the Johnson thing?
Chuck Berry.
Oh.
This. Oh, like if he had to pay them out, I would assume it would be on the Wikipedia. Because trust me, everybody knows.
The
like,
restaurant was called The Southern Air. So I mean,
oh, wow.
This is documented. Benjamin Franklin.
Hey.
Now let's talk about it.
All
famous
about the
celebrated
baby.
Founding father that had a notorious sexual appetite. When he wasn't busy inventing things and politicking to the top, the man whose face is on the $100 bill frequented a sex club, which was sort of like a Dead Poets Society, except with lots of smelly, hot sex. But let's get to the crux of his lustful quirks. In a letter to a friend, he exposed himself by saying, "They are so grateful," basically like saying when he spends money, and was explaining that it's less of a sin to have sex with an older woman due to their experience. Basically, he gave advice to a young man on the choice of a mistress if you're looking for dating advice, and the letter is published. 1745.
I knew it. Niggas been freaks. They been hoeing.
I knew it. Niggas
I
been
just
freaks.
Knew it. They been
it's
freaks.
A whole long fucking letter. It's on the internet if you guys want to look it up. It just Google Benjamin Franklin advice to a young man on the choice of a mistress. And
do you agree with him? That if a young man with a girlfriend wants a mistress, that he should fuck with an older woman?
Oh, bitch, listen to number three in his list. There's no hazard of children.
Oh.
Oh, nah. That's trifling. He's talking about old, like post-menopause old then.
Number six, the sin is less because the debauching of a virgin may be her ruin and make her for life unhappy.
This sounds like some Bridgerton shit.
You might ruin that
You watch the Bridgerton shit? They act like they hold like, it. What? You haven't watched it yet?
No, because.
Because you don't like light-skinned niggas? Because the man, the leading actor is the only reason why I watched that shit.
I just saw
shit.
Like a black dude and a white girl fucking kissing on the cover and I was like, we get it.
He beautiful. And then I got real mad because if y'all are like me, and I know y'all are like me because y'all listen to the show. Bitch, why I went to that nigga Instagram, none of his captions are in English. I said, I probably can't
Where's
even holler
from?
At this nigga. I don't know. What's his name? Pierre Bijavu.
Oh,
I don't
he's French. French.
Oh, that's hot.
I can't understand any
Does
of his captions.
Does he speak English on the show?
Yeah. It's really good English, too. So I'm like, damn, nigga, you don't speak English in real life.
It's kind of like
Idris Elba. She don't watch shit with subtitles. You don't.
No,
oh, that's right.
I
you
like
did say
the subtitles.
That. So you and Dre on the same shit. So you didn't watch Parasite, Mandy?
No,
that's that Asian shit that won all the awards, right?
Yeah, that's one of the best movies I've watched.
I'm sure.
That's
no.
where I was offended that
but
she didn't
know
watch
what?
It.
I really believe the fucking world is keeping all them Korean movies down because they were freaking out that a fucking Korean
no,
movie.
No, because Godzilla is like
that's
one of the
Japanese.
Big... Oh. Okay. Are you sure it's Japanese yes. and not Korean?
Godzilla's in Tokyo.
Oh.
That's all right. Same thing. Okay. I'm playing. Can I tell y'all something though? This is fucked up. So the studio's in Soho, but it's a Chinese-owned building. Uh-huh. And it's borderline Chinatown, right?
Mm-hmm. Borderline. Bitch, they tried to sell me Louis, Gucci, Rolex,
yeah,
all
we
in
have
the
that right on the corner.
Right on the corner.
Nigga, Old Bay was walking with me when we were first
I
got
said,
the
no,
studio.
I don't want a Rolex.
He said, let me tell you something. He said, you been shopping a lot lately? Don't you ever get the taste. Don't you ever get the taste. And buy. I said, yo, I'm too lit. Like, I'm not about to fucking buy this shit. He's like, nigga, never come downstairs and let them sell you a wallet. Nothing yeah, small, real. Not a belt. No. They are downstairs. But anyway, so the guy downstairs.
We laid out too.
Yeah.
Laid out.
Oh, well, they do lay. They're allowed to lay it out again.
I didn't know that.
But the dude that owns the building is super fucking chill. He's like one of those like lit Asians, how they look like they in ABDC, like with the cool outfits. He's like, yeah, I like pocket. Like, that sounds dope. Like, yeah, I like that. I was like, okay. So anyway, he hires, huh?
Don't do it.
Nothing. All
nah,
right.
Nah, it's too late now.
No,
it's too late now.
What's the boy what?
What's ABDC?
Oh, America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh, thank you.
Like
See, yeah, I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Like Jabberwockies.
I know what a Jabberwocky is, but I was like,
the dudes that,
ABDC, what's
that? You trying to stick it in? I was like,
they were the cool Asians. You know what I mean? Mean girls. Cool Asians.
Jabberwockies?
I mean cool Asians.
Didn't they wear masks?
Yeah, well, that's did. The Japanese.
How we all know they was Asian?
There's pictures of them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A good amount of them are
damn,
like
you
Filipino.
You just want to put the good dance crews in Asian niggas.
Long story short, the fucking guy, they have doormen in this building, but late night, they ain't got the ones that speak English.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me, do you have a package for 515? And he's looking at me like, I ain't saying anything. I was like, okay, Amazon? Okay, 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 okay. Okay, okay, okay. And he's like,
bro, you're so problematic.
Why? I'm serious. And he comes upstairs and I'm fucking lit now because we used to be in here till like 1 a.m. or whatever. So right. I'm by myself. I'm fucking drinking, trying to get some shit together. And he was like, I didn't find, or he's trying to tell me he don't have it. Tomorrow, tomorrow. And I said, okay, okay, okay.
Yo. You mocked him?
He was laughing so hard.
No, he wasn't laughing.
Yes, he was.
He was trying to keep from beating your ass.
Oh, yes, true. He was.
Don't let him know what room
we're in. Don't do that shit in the nail salon, Weezy.
No, I don't do that.
Because them bitches will fight you here. I saw a Brooklyn. You saw the shit that happened in Brooklyn?
I did see that.
Yeah, these bitches here will fight you.
Okay, okay, okay. Anyway. So let's go. Man, the Asians that listen to the show, they lit, so I don't care.
Shout out to the Asians, all three of you.
You know, and
hey.
I say, you think I'm not going to talk about them? Because...
Oh, no, we have a lot of those.
Is that your Latino accent?
The Latinas are heavy.
Aiden, please.
In the whole
please.
High.
Don't know speak it. Turn it off.
There's about 30,000 of them hoes. You better not disrespect them because they're coming mm-hmm. to beat your ass.
No, y'all do. Y'all fight. Now, Danny Lay, do y'all claim her? The Dominicans, do they claim
Danny?
I don't
think so.
Okay, I think y'all are done with her too. Venus fucking went on a tangent on Instagram. I'm like, fuck this bitch.
I saw, we talked about her on See the Thing Is, and it was like, well, it wasn't pretty.
If you guys have never seen what Danny Lay was talking about, just to elaborate, she made a song called
Yellow Bonus, Bonus What Do You Want? Then it sounded
and
like that.
Shout out to,
it was so bad.
You know, the Black Effect, Prezi, Charlamagne, who was out of his black mind
out
when he fucking
I did not,
said...
Bitch, him and Maul was about to get canceled.
I didn't see Maul.
Because they both wanted to like... So
they're
Maul,
just trolls.
Yeah, but Maul brought up, well, it's a preference. Nah, bro, you know
nah,
what it
Charlamagne
is.
Was tripping. And
Charlamagne was trolling.
And I think Charlamagne, the reason she went up there and made that dumbass video, and if you didn't see
what,
it,
the
let me just
apology?
Tell you guys what happened.
Bruh.
First of all.
Bruh.
Let me give you mannerisms. So.
Oh, wait, and you look great because she also made sure to get braids for her apology.
She did. It's kind of crazy that, like, everybody's upset with me or whatever. I just came on here to say I didn't mean it like that. You know, and I mean, I have a chocolate boyfriend. I have melanin friends. So how would I be a racist or a colorist? Like this, a song.
Wait, you missed the part. You missed the part.
Y'all could talk about brown skin,
nope.
But I can't
you
talk about
the whole
my
part.
Light skin.
You missed the whole part. She said, my man is chocolate and you know, I have dark friends.
That's what I, no, she didn't. Wait, she said my melanin friends.
But then she said, but I don't see color though.
She did
damn.
Say that. Why do you not?
What?
Well, you saw it for Yellow Bone.
And you saw it for your chocolate man, but now you don't
and
see
And I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm from Florida, which means we're kind of dumb.
I was about to say, public school education system, blah, blah, 407, Chopper City, FK.
That's why Mandy didn't know.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Okay, okay, okay.
I mean, I did go to the schools with F grades. I went to Evans and Oak Ridge. They had an F when I went there.
Okay.
And I only went to Dr. Phillips one year.
But you rose above the ashes, friend.
I did rise above the
so
ashes.
So I say all that to say.
A rose is still a rose.
Florida had a lot of Latinos. And in the South, they did all that yellow bone, red bone shit. Never have I ever heard a Latina refer to herself
as yellow,
the yellow bone.
Ever.
And what made me so uncomfortable about the shit was like, I feel like the best way for her to go was to been like, honestly, I just thought yellow was high yellow. Like, I didn't understand yellow bone was black women. If she could have said that.
That's the problem. A lot of people don't like to admit when they're wrong.
They don't want
to
take L's.
They don't want to take an L.
You took it with that dumbass song.
DaBaby took an L when he left the yellow emojis under her goddamn picture.
Yo, so I saw a fucking tweet that said some shit like, you know, the baby's in her ear. Like, they just mad because you got pretty hair and you light skin. And I bet you he's saying that shit.
I bet you. I hate it.
And I also just want to add, Charlamagne and a lot of people on the internet said she's just saying that he has a preference. She didn't say that in the song.
No.
She said he chose her over someone else. Do you remember that?
No, I think it's just yellow bone. That's what
No. There was something about he wanted me instead because I'm blah, blah, blah. And it looks like he's looking it up. And then to say that's what he wants.
as if he also doesn't have a dark-skinned brown child made with a dark-skinned brown beautiful woman, Mimi.
He has a little girl.
A little girl, that's what I'm saying, who's dark-skinned. So the idea of the yellow bone, that's what he wants. It's nasty. It's
tired of going to nasty. Santo Domingo, Dani.
It's nasty.
And even, imagine if you get a black girl that's Dominican.
She gonna be so mad.
Bitch, y'all better go get him. Y'all better go. Because it's mad fucking. Yo, honestly, I just went to Colombia. I never knew I was in Cartagena. I didn't know 70% of it's black because it was like slave trade. Never knew it was dark like that over there, because when I'm in Florida, I see all these light skin.
Colombians are light skin.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cubans are mad fucking black. Cuba is black as shit. There's so much we don't know about like Latino cultures and black people, in which I even, to my own detriment, like, I just did not, when I was a kid, as an adult now, of course, I know the difference with ethnicity and race, but like, when I was a fucking kid, I just thought black people were black people and Spanish people.
See, the only reason why I knew a little different than that Dominican? Is because, no, when I went to Oak Ridge, like, the part of Orlando that I grew up in, no one was really African American. Bitch, they were Haitian. They were Jamaican. Like, even all the
black people, yeah, but
the black
people. When I was a kid, I did not, in my mind, think
like,
Latinos.
Like, girl, our pep rallies, you came in flying your flags. Nice. And it was segregated by the flags. Like, that's the type of pep rallies I had going to school. Like, so you had your Zoes, your Jamaicans, your Puerto Ricans, your Mexicans, your everything. And then the white
the
people were sprinkled in there very, they were just sprinkled.
The UK.
No, they.
That's like the only cool white country,
white
for
people,
real.
No, white people don't wave the UK flag.
No, I'm just saying that's like if they were gonna wave a flag, like that's the only like.
Nah,
cool.
We see what the white people wave here.
Okay, chill, chill.
I'm just saying,
wow.
America, baby,
America.
Keep going.
God bless America.
The lyrics aren't that crazy, actually. I thought.
Yeah, no, they're not.
I thought he said he chose her.
The
over
yellow
something.
Bone. That's what he wants.
He said something about his
part of me and Saint Laurent.
That's
it's awful.
Go all the way to the bottom.
That's literally all the lyrics.
Yeah, that's it. Because it was a leak. It's not a full song.
Thank
she
God.
Leaked it.
Yeah.
She better never release it, I'll tell
Yellow
you.
Yellow Bone is a song by American singer Jenny Lane. It is not released as of now. No shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's probably never going to be released.
Let's get into the modern people on this list. You guys, I picked the best ones I could find, and Mandy's going to love this.
You only got one athlete on here. Oh, you got a
rapper?
Well,
the other ones didn't cross-reference well. There was some. So these were all like in a few places. Kristen Stewart, if you don't know who she is, she's the white bitch on Twilight.
Thank you, because I did not know. I was so, like, Stewart.
She Martha, is into...
Martha's daughter? No? Okay, never
mind. Max Chalanglia. I don't know what that is, but I know that we had Godzilla, not Godzilla, Blogzilla on here talking about an armpit fetish, and she likes... The smell of armpits, she likes to be licked under hers. This is what she had to say in British Vogue. She said, my God, I'm so in love with my boyfriend. I wish he were here now. I think I want to have his babies. I love the way he smells and him, me, like he loves to lick under my armpits. And I don't get this obsession with washing the smell off. That smell of someone you love, don't you think it's the whole point?
How come she could say it, but you wanted to be mad when I went on to motherfucking Vice with dick hair in my hair?
I didn't want to be mad about it. It's just that you didn't just say I love the smell of dick. You said, hey, we're on set with you guys and it's here.
It's here in my hair. He smelled so good.
Okay.
My nigga knows not to come in this though. Oh. Like that was, yeah.
I love when men respect the different weaves you have.
Well, mine doesn't really. Like I sent him the picture. I was like, babe, do you like my new hair? Like, what do you want to name her? Because now I've just been switching it up so much. And he's like, I really like it. But can I pull it? No. Like, that's all he wants to know. He be pulling my ball head when I got the finger waves. I'm like, nigga, how are you pulling my ball headed head?
Hey, he the really braiders need to figure out how to get that nigga grip.
No. Seriously. Because I do want braids.
I'm a little tight. Okay. So this one is my favorite because I think
this
Mandy will love
favorite.
It.
No,
Shaq is what the fetish community would call a bloodhound.
Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. For you guys who, you know.
Now, I want to just say to you guys, I think this was like a little elaborate. I don't really think this is a fetish, but there is record from a deposition from his ex-girlfriend, Vanessa Lopez, and said, when he would call and want to get it together, I was reluctant to see him when I had my period. He would say he didn't care. And when we would see each other, he had a fetish that he'd just give me oral sex during my period. And the lawyer went on to ask her if it was a recurring thing, and she said yes. So yeah, he had a thing for menstrual blood, apparently.
And if I'm not mistaken, Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe he's also a very sweaty fuck. If I'm not mistaken, Superhead wrote, he was in one of her books and she just talked about how he profusely sweated on
so
her.
So I have a friend who spent a weekend with him and she said he was so much fun. They had a great time together. And that they didn't have sex, but he gave her head and it was great. But she said she's like, I didn't even know if it was like romantic or not. She said she just had a great time with him. They went out on the boat and shit.
I mean, athletes be fun.
They do.
They do.
You know, they got stamina.
They be going to, you know, parties, boats.
Okay, this one I love. And I want to give a shout out to Orlando from the Harder Soft podcast. Because he sent me a text message. I don't talk to Orlando. No shade. We don't talk. So when I saw him text me, I was like, what is he? Is this something for the podcast? And he said, I did blood play last night. Just want to read the
text.
That
is one nigga who really be trying everything. I'm just waiting for him to get pegged.
Is that the type of text you guys get on a daily basis? Just random people telling
people
you all about their
sex
episodes?
People do like to text me when they do something wild. And I think it's because they know that they can. I don't know if that happens to you, but like I have people I haven't talked to like in months and they'll hit me up about something exciting with their sex life. Right. And I think that's because they feel like it's a fun, safe place and they know like they can.
I ain't gonna judge them. Yeah. I get the same.
So I get a text. It's 10:02 a.m. Yo, I got to ask you something. You ever heard of Bud Play? I said, yes. Why? Did that shit. So much fun. I said, huh.
Blood play.
A knife or period sex? And in what way? Took a butterfly needle and took out my own blood.
Whoa.
Like how they do with the doctor. I said, ugh, LOL, I have to tweet this. I'm going to block your name. And then people retweeted mine and said, this must be Orlando. And I wrote, oh my God, don't say this on your pod. Needles scare people too much and they're going to think you're on some white shit. He didn't even respond to that part. He goes, then I smeared it on her chest and wrote my initials.
Wow.
Oh, hell nah. See, I liked my finger painting way better than this one.
Bruh.
At least it was clear.
I said, holy fuck, this is so intense. Bro, do not say this on your pod. They're going to think you're crazy. He said, too late. I got my blood drawn on the pod on video. They know the vibes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, he leaned into it. I mean.
Did you see that part? I just pointed.
Yeah, just no. Which that part doesn't surprise me either.
Wow.
Because she's a wild bitch.
Yeah.
She's wild.
So anyway, someone who also is into blood play, and I'm sure you guys are not shocked at this, is Angelina Jolie. She's a wild bitch.
She is.
Hemotelagnia, known as blood play.
We definitely talked about this.
So it's interesting because hemotelagnia is actually the one that Orlando's talking about, that specific blood play. And then we had my friend Kristen Arnett on, the white chick, the lesbian, who mentioned like just messy sex with blood. And the difference with that
just gross
is menophilia, which I believe is just blood in a different arena. But like
menophilia has to do with the blood during your menstrual, no?
Right. But I'm saying like the blood flow, you've got to extract it.
By the way, shout out to Chicago. I believe we had hemotelagnia on like our first, we had it when we had to have the.
That's how Mandy knows how to say it so good.
Uh-huh.
Hemotelagnia. Yeah. You're into hemotelagnia. Yeah. Hemotelagnia. We get
you
it,
done?
Bitch.
I only said it once.
You know when somebody learned a new word and they keep saying it to you?
Like what?
You know, like what? Thank you.
Let me elaborate.
Let her say it. Elaborate, bitch.
This is fucked up.
Uh-oh.
But a close friend of mine, I sound like she's stupid, but she keeps.
But?
She must have just learned the word delve. Because every day we talk, she's like, girl, you did what today? Let's delve into that. And I'm like, bro, how much?
I say delve.
No, but like, this is ridiculous. So then the other night we were on the phone and I was like, did you just learn delve? And she just started laughing so hard. She's like, I know, I gotta stop.
We gonna delve into that.
Bitch.
I be saying delve.
So with Angelina Jolie, while married to Billy Bob Thornton, they would often bring knives into the bedroom scene, and amidst having sex, they would like to cut and taste each other's blood. And they also took it further with outfits that were decorated with vials of each other's blood.
All right now. Can I ask you, if your man wanted to do it, would you do it?
No, I don't have a kink for that. The only reason I like have period sex and talk about that is because like if I want to fuck and I'm bleeding, I'm going to do it, whatever. But like, I don't crave blood. It actually skews me out. And as far as my pussy, no, I guess because I've had a period for 15 years of my life. Well, I guess more, but I guess with drawing blood, with looking at it drip, with cuts, I get scared. But like that, I know is naturally going to happen, so I don't freak out. But if I had to force blood to come out of me,
yeah,
I'd be freaked out about that. But no kink shaming. Shout out to Orlando. Even though we are behind the camera like, ooh, bitch. I'm sorry. No kink shaming. Buy the t-shirt. It comes out on Friday. All right. Carmen Electra. I love this one.
She fucked with Dennis Rodman, so whatever she did, don't surprise me.
Now, when I cross-referenced it, it kept talking about sex toys. I'm like, who gives a fuck about that? But this one I love. She collects sex toys, but specifically one that she used, you can find in your home. Mandy mentioned a pillowcase you guys can find. This one's a coat hanger, not for an abortion. Carmen is not afraid of a little pain. As she told Playboy magazine, pleasure, pain, it's all about fun. She uses the coat hanger to basically be spanked with.
Okay.
So if you remember Mommy Dearest with Joan Crawford, there was a movie about her life. Does anyone remember Mommy Dearest? No more wire hangers ever! You don't remember that?
No.
Damn, it was good. Well, anyway, someone's seen it. But in the movie, she's like fucking crazy narcissist bitch. And she's in her daughter's bedroom. The daughter, it's a sad scene, but she's like going through these velvet satin hangers and she fucking pulls a wire hanger and she's shaking. And she wakes up her daughter and she's like, what the fuck is this? And she's like, Mommy, I don't know. Dude. And she beat her ass with this wire hanger. But anyway, Carmen likes that.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, she don't like getting beat with it. She likes getting spanked with it.
I was about to say, spanking is different than beating.
Those are two different things.
Like, does it say she would like to get beat with hangers
right, or
spanked with hangers, Weezy? Because see, this is what happened with telephone, bitch. You're changing the narrative.
Just no kink
shaming. This is how they got the rumor shit. Honestly, it could be something else, but it says spanked. You right.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Because like, if you get spanked by your mama, that's right, different than getting beat by your mama. You right, know what I mean?
No, that's
very true.
You can't
go to the school and be like, my mama beat my... If she's paying to you, okay, the school's going to be okay. But you can't say
you got beat. Kid, yeah, beat.
Because my nigga spanked me, but he don't beat my ass.
He don't beat you. Well, I mean, well, yeah, right.
He spanks my right, ass.
I want you guys to remember, remind me to follow up with someone who gets their ass beat. Literally, I had to go to an ER. This is her kink. I follow her online.
Interesting.
She is white. I want to have her on Horrible Decisions. Mandy, when I show you her page.
Can we find a black person that does it?
I cannot find someone that's
extreme. So this is just white people shit.
I found her because she fucked a black dude. I'll explain later.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Anyway, yeah. Ludacris. What do you guys think he's into?
Luda.
He is into...
It has to be pee.
Fisting.
What'd you say?
Pee.
I was going to say fisting.
Okay, it's kind of basic. Feet.
Oh, feet.
That's why
feet?
I thought you said...
I said pee. My bad. Oh, okay.
The Down South rapper is a foot lover. Also, Jack Black was on this list. If you guys remember him, he's like the fat comedian dude.
Also, Redman is a huge foot... fanatic,
nice.
And was about to start directing porn.
I don't know if Mandy was about to be like, him. So he hit me up.
No,
No.
A King, like, I've been trying to get A King to set this up. Like, I want to have, I mean, I really want Method Man on here, but I'm going to be respectful.
Oh.
But Red Man has a foot fetish as well. Maybe it's a rapper thing.
That'd be fun.
That's why they like buying bitches
shoes. Feet fetishes are so fucking basic at this point.
Feet is common with guys.
We call me basic, bitch.
No, I mean, it's very common.
you know what I mean?
I would equate foot fetish right under BDSM.
Well, we had Mr. Photographer up here.
Right.
You couldn't believe how...
It was so much fun, though.
So, like...
I just love ragging on foot fetishes because they're so fun to talk shit about.
Do you also see the growth? Like, it could
so
not fathom.
Wild.
You could, but now
it
you just
weird.
Said it's basic. It can't be wild if it's
basic. No. I mean basic as far as, like, what we've been going through. Like, this is some basic shit.
Foot I mean, unless 100% he likes basic. Toes up his boot hole.
Well, he wasn't too in detail.
Why is that the step
But he said
far?
In an interview,
I
love girls with beautiful feet. I have a foot fetish, messed up feet, man. Sometimes she could trick me and just wear boots and not even show her feet.
Oh,
when
so
I see feet, it's a wrap. He said, and I don't like girls with hairy legs. I like it nice and smooth, but a little hair never hurt nobody. But when it's too much, that's when it's not good anymore. And his wife, Eudoxie, they all bet that she's got gorgeous feet. Now, this one is really interesting. Not that one. Living La Vida Loca is good, though. Richard Gere, white man, if you're confused, pretty woman.
I love that you know all the white people.
I like movies, so that's how I know a lot of actors.
What is it, Richard Greer?
Richard Gere.
Gere. Can I see what this white man look like?
You don't remember Pretty Woman, Mandy? Runaway Bride with Julia Roberts. They did.
I remember Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
On the horse.
Mm-hmm. He was a rich guy. So when it comes to bedroom activities, he's a true freak of nature. He is into something called gerbling. Now, we have talked about this once before. Actually, you might have talked about it without me. Who did you interview and I wasn't here and she liked, someone wanted a hamster spun. Was it Tyomi? No, Mistress.
Unknown. Yep.
So gerbling.
But you were there. No.
Maybe I was.
Mistress Unknown, and they wanted a hamster and a blender.
Well, this isn't that, but basically gerbling is when someone receives pleasure anally by inserting a small animal, mouse.
Hell no!
Hamster, rat, gerbil, rodent. Now,
this is where we draw the line, though. We
Richard
can shame this.
Richard became the center of this rumor in the mid-80s when he was checked into Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. after inserting his pet gerbil up his ass. Unfortunately, Titus was stuck in the... Is the name of his
gerbil?
Yeah, it was stuck in his anal cavity, and it had to be surgically removed. Richard claims this is a rumor, and it's not true. But how would a rumor like this get started, and why would it stick for over 30 years?
It's very specific.
It's very specific. Yeah, if you ever, it says.
I mean, but in real life, unless we can see the hospital intake records,
You can't. It's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, but it's a HIPAA violation for us to know that he went there anyways.
Well, bitch, so, like, it ain't HIPAA for me, ho. I ain't got no credentials. They say he like it in his butt. All right.
Oh,
allegedly.
No.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
There you
we
go.
Got an alleged this shit, safer. Bitch. We got some people with a lot of money that could sue us.
You
here.
Know what's really funny about
These
this?
These are all alleged.
Like, right. I feel like I could, like, if there was like a Drake one on here, like, I wouldn't do it. I feel like these people are for a different time or they don't matter to me. But also,
who the lady that just got paid from Nicki Minaj, and she because she leaked the sample with Funk Flex, bro. These old people be having
Tracy Chapman,
right, bruh.
Baby, don't give me your
but
number.
This is what I'm saying. She from another generation too, and she out here suing Nicki.
Tracy
don't think these
Chapman.
People ain't gonna sue us.
We're not taking
this
their
is all
song.
Alleged.
Yeah,
and it's
if
online.
E-News can continue going.
Yeah.
Should we wipe the episode? I ain't trying to lose the studio.
No.
I mean, yeah, we're. Right.
This is all alleged.
All right, fine.
All alleged.
From the Google.
Right. All right, the last one. Ooh, I love this one, baby.
Here
okay.
You go.
Now, the Ricky de Martin, they saying in 2006, he's saying, do you know he gay? We all knew he was gay, but now we
were. For whatever reason, my mama didn't. Her gaydar sucked.
Pull up a picture of his family. I don't know if you've seen it.
My mama used to love her some Ricky Martin,
Who
bitch.
Didn't want to fuck Ricky Martin, dog?
I never wanted to fuck Ricky Martin.
Oh, please, Mandy, you bugging. Ricky Martin.
I never wanted to fuck Ricky Martin.
He's Puerto Rican, right?
I could tell you, yes.
Puerto Rican.
I've never
freaking.
Had Puerto Rican dick, unless it was mixed with black. So, like, no.
They got black people over there. But Ricky Martin's fucking family, man. Like,
look, Ricky Martin is good looking. I'm not going front. And
he's
I'm not
got
this
a
I'm not
gorgeous family. He's got
yeah,
cute kids.
Him.
Him and his man.
My mama liked him.
You think him and Enrique used to fuck? Oof.
Can you allegedly? No,
oh,
that's not even alleged. Whoa.
Enrique has a foot fetish too. Okay. So Ricky de Martin, he's saying in the Blender magazine, I love giving a golden shower. I've done it before in the shower. It's like so sexy. You know, the temperature of your body in the shower water is very different. There aren't too many people out here to admit to getting feet on.
Hot as shit.
But he also supposedly has a foot fetish, but that's nothing in comparison to waking up in a puddle of piss. Gay men are so about the golden showers, and I love talking about it because has Vinny talked about it with
us? I've been someone who had partners that like to go in the shower.
Well, no, I mean with gay men, like I'm saying, you got both got dicks, so it's
oh,
fun.
Oh yeah, I can't just squirt my.
I feel
my
like it's funner
kid.
With a
yeah,
dick.
We gotta aim.
Yeah, y'all can aim. I can't aim.
Well,
it just.
What I wanted to talk about is a segue right before our guest comes. I have time to show Mandy this. There's a girl I found on Instagram when I was randomly looking, or no, it's Twitter, randomly looking for porn. Her Twitter. Is Subaru Kate X.
Nice.
I want to give a shout out to Subaru Kate. I also want to tell you her page, I think, is private because it's very intense.
Okay.
Kate is a true sub in a way that we've never seen or talked about really on Horrible Decisions. I'm talking about throwing up in videos. Total gaping, like her mouth, eyeballs. Yeah. So I saw this video go viral of a dude basically beating her ass, which is what made me say beat. There's a shoe in her mouth. There's like a lot. Anyway,
Kate, I don't be know. Every time she go to show me her phone, I'm just gonna never look because it's always some shit.
Gonna be some shit.
I'm just like, nah, bruh.
So, yeah. I'm sorry. I just saw her throwing up. Okay,
no. And she was probably whopping her little pussy to this.
No, like, I didn't. But I was in the middle of whopping my pussy, and then I was like, "What the fuck is this? This isn't fun." Because I was looking at BDSM, and then it looked like she was actually being hurt. Mm-hmm. So I didn't like what I was seeing. And then I clicked on the comments like, yo, is someone going to report this? And people were like, no, this is like really her vibe. Because when she was getting hit, she kept saying, ow, ow. But she likes being hurt.
Right.
To the point that yesterday she was like, hey, I can't see out of my left eye. Like, it's spotty. Can anyone on here tell me if this is right? Then she took a shower, posted a video, and right after was like, yo, like, I can't even see it. Like, my head feels like da 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 da. So she went to the emergency room. And a bunch of people were like, just kind of talking about how this is fucked up. She shouldn't be doing this shit. But it like truly gets her off. And I have never watched a video with like closed fists. She posts the bruises on her face. Loves it. Like, we 100% have to interview her. It's WPS, but.
Also, I think like the owls are just natural reaction. Even though she loves that. You know what I mean?
And in what I saw, I was like, I thought I was watching.
It looked like straight up abuse?
Yes, but it is. But she wants it.
But she wants it.
Dude, imagine if you knew that your boyfriend used to date someone that was into that. Like, would it scare you? Because you're
That's
like,
a good question.
Is he going to want to do this to me?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, my partner used to have a slave at one point, and there is some times where we're in the bedroom and I'm like, all right. All right now.
Bring it down a little
like,
bit.
Like, even with the pillowcase, I'd be like, really, what are you into? Because I'm going to play around with this because a part of me does like to be sub for him. But it's just
it's
like...
It's like scary because you're like, do you need it to get like, off?
Whoa.
Now, yeah. If someone needed that full on to get off, it is hard. But I don't know if it's because I've been through some like really scary situations with men, and maybe that's why I can't. But I also know that for women that have, that like to engage in that sex, it's a way for them to be in control of it. Right. So also no kink shame in there. But like, I wonder if I would be scared if I knew a man could go that far. Because with the things that I saw someone doing to Kate, I was in shock. But anyway, if you guys follow Kate, tell her Horrible Decision sent her. I can't wait to have her on the show. She lives in Arizona, but she was in Central Park fucking and doing scenes. I was like, yo, come on the show.
Right.
She was like, I can't, I live here, but bitch, come on with a black eye, bitch. Let's talk about that shit.
If Sophia could come from motherfucking Utah, she could come from Arizona.
That's true. Sophia's going to be moving back here, and I can't wait till Sophia's in here. Sophia's fucking hilarious to me. When she calls me, I hooked her and Shan up. She calls me, she's like, dude, I need a guest that's like, you know what I mean? Like, really, like, sexually, like, up and, like, hot and, like, you know what I mean?
No.
I was like, yeah, let me get you Shan.
Right.
She's more articulate than I'm fucking around. So, our home mail for the day, super simple, easy, came from our Patreon. I'll keep this short. Lately, when I have doggy style sex, my back is killing me the next day and the morning after. How do I combat that? I feel like an abuelita. You know what that is?
Wait,
bitch, don't do me. That's what I call my friend, abuelita.
What is that?
It's a G-ma.
Okay.
Granny.
Damn, I was about to say, what's a G-ma? She only got me there.
It's a granny.
So, I got this from Healthline. Doggy style should be comfortable for those who have pain when bending forward because you can relax your back instead of having it move around. So if you're feeling discomfort, it says if you're receiving, support your hands instead of elbows because the hands put your back more flat. And what's probably happening is when you're getting fucked, you're moving your back too much and jolting it, and then it results in pain.
I do that. And then also just my partner's so much bigger than me. Sometimes his weight on me from the back. So something that I would also just suggest, if you know that this is something that happens often with you and your partner, maybe one, he's being too rough. But if he is, make sure that you guys are doing some sort of after sex care.
Yeah.
So make sure you let him know, babe, I don't want my back to hurt tomorrow. Can you massage me? So that can become like just another level of intimacy that you add. So maybe ask for an after sex massage. Or another thing you can do too is there are back stretches. So you can maybe just stretch yourself in the morning, whether you know you're going to get fucked that night.
Yeah.
Or the next morning when you wake up, it may be in pain, but make sure you just get some back stretches in.
Also, if you need to stretch your back out and it's lower, a lot of people have trouble, sit in a chair and you turn your body and you hold the chair. Am I saying it right? I can't explain it. Yeah, you're in the chair and then you hold the side of it and you turn yourself. Like, lower back stretching is hard. I pulled my back when working out and dog, it was...
Yeah, it sucks.
When you can't move, oh my God, I'm too young for this shit. But you know, I be doing a little too much. Only when other people are in the gym. If I'm alone, I don't care. But if I know you're looking at me, I'm going to go hard. It's like sucking dick for camera. You know you're about to like... At least I am.
Okay.
So anyway, that was our episode. I guess, like Kate's videos.
Also, if you guys are listening to us and you didn't know that we were also a visual podcast, make sure you go on over to our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com, type in whore. We do pop up. So that's Horrible Decisions. And we have our own like channel with like, how many episodes on there?
At least
200. At least.
Maybe, no, they're not all
They're not
filmed.
All there, but we're... Oh, so maybe 150?
Because we are 200.
Like 150-ish.
Mm-hmm. We've had a video journey, man. We have.
Yeah, but you can also... You know what's crazy? Not only just watching the videos from like back in the day, but when we used to have to go from work. So you guys will see Weezy and I in like work clothes. You guys can see me 80 pounds ago. I'm right there for you to see. So like, it's just weird. Our hair journeys, our makeup journeys, our clothes journeys are clearly, it's just a money journey
really
too.
Changes like, you. And I posted a picture of myself and this guy said to me in the picture, he said, are you getting better with age or are you making more money?
Oh,
and
nah,
I said,
both of them, but yeah, nah. Like, it's crazy because they just showed a picture of like Beyonce from 2009 and 2019. And even Beyonce's difference in glow up is so different because she
also
got the
money. Think it takes time when, for one, like I didn't really understand we were entertainers or we worked like in this
space. Not back then.
No, I didn't know what it meant. And podcasting was different then. Now you got to come out the gate branding yourself and shit. Like it's so different.
It is.
But I talked to this guy who I'm working on the Fuse show, right? And like, so basically the marketing materials and stuff like that. He was a consultant that like streamlines it. And what I really appreciate that he said to me was like, you're a black girl who talks about sex and you're young and you have tattoos. And he's like, and no one, like people are going to treat you how they think that you are supposed to be treated and based on your visuals. And he said, I was like, what does that mean? Like, you're telling me like the braids may be too much and da da da. He was like, absolutely not. I've like looked through your stuff. I've looked through your stuff for the last 4 years that you have an online presence and the braids are clearly your look. You know what your look is and now you stick to that look and everyone else adapts to it. And whether people think that braids are a certain thing or not is up to you to change. You look better with braids? On the phone verbatim telling me, you look better with braids, you're received better with braids. He's like, it fits your face more. That's your thing and you stick to that fucking thing. And he's like, and then people know and like how to find you. He's
I'm not
like,
gonna lie, that's been even...
With your short hair?
Well, we're changing our cover art. But the caricatures that we were looking at, like right. They didn't know what fucking hair to give me because if you go to my page, I have a different hair, like color, style, texture, almost weekly.
But I found that monthly. Interesting because like, I think you change your hair so much that I like it. But he was saying like, you are doing something new in a visual space and people need to feel like they can find you and know who you are. He's like, when I look at or looked up Weezy and saw you with straight hair or your own hair.
You know who
he's
that
like,
was.
I'm confused. And he's like, so we need to understand who we're looking at. And he's like, keep your fucking braids at all fucking times.
I agree.
I thought it was cool.
I agree. Well, again, if y'all want to see the braids or my ever-changing hair.
Brandy's blonde today. That's why I'm she blind. Said the thing about Central America.
And I ain't going to hold you. I live in like a place with no hair store. Bitch, they don't even do acrylic nails. And I ran out of Gotsby, so y'all gonna get a hat the next 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Because a bitch ain't ladies edges and baby hair.
They got Gotsby at Dwayne Reed.
Nah,
right?
Was not finna see the lace. I don't even have a Dwayne Reed in walking distance to me.
You literally said, I'm gonna move to a place that has
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, but I have Starbucks, I have Dunkin', I have a post office, I have everything else but a goddamn hair store and also not a place that does acrylic nails. They do like dip SNS expensive shit. No, give me my acrylic.
You're not uptown anymore, right?
Nah.
I'm away.
Anyways, again, we are dropping merch on the 5th. That's February 5th. So get your Horrible Decisions merch. I also have my own merch coming. It will be after the launch. So save your coins. Not going to step on toes over here, but y'all see it.
But just save your coins. Save your coins. All your coins.
Well, I'm going to take all the coins from everybody at this point, but save your coins for the WD merch on the 5th. These are coming right out. So I got I Ain't Gonna Hold You, Tripod Mommy, and Buddha Hole t-shirts coming.
Which one do I get for free?
Oh, no, I'm going to give everybody. I'm getting everyone like a package. Like we're doing.
I just want the butt.
You just want the what?
I want booty hole.
You want the booty hole? I got you a booty hole. I'll even put it on a crew neck for you, and that ain't even going to come out.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, I want booty
you
hole.
You ain't even going to get that. Ain't nobody going to get that but Weezy on a crew neck. Well, and me. but anyways, guys, also, if you are all caught up with all of our shows, make sure you join our Patreon.
Yeah.
That's not Patron, it's Patreon.
Whoa. Eden's here for one fucking day, bitch.
I know, my bad.
Suddenly, that's not Patron. Whoa. Racist. Okay.
Shut up. No. But make sure y'all join our Patreon. We drop 3 bonus episodes every week. And this week, you guys get to hear our town hall. So we don't have our tour anymore. But once a month, you are able to join us in a show.
We're doing our first town hall with Vinny. We never had a guest on from the town hall. I think we could admit that'd be fun. Maybe we could try to do that.
That's cool. And if you guys do, we also do cinema once a month. And I did have Asante on with me when I did Real Housewives.
Real Housewives, that's right.
So, yeah, there's just so much content. There's damn near 100 bonus episodes over there. So go ahead for as low as $5 a month. You guys get 3 extra bonus episodes every month.
Infomercial Mandy.
I'm sorry, woo! I know. And we are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Now, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Horrible Decisions. See, that's why we don't have an intro, because we got an outro.
No, we'll make it up.
All right. Bye. Horrible Decisions. All right, bye. Yeah,
my favorite Sex and the City sex scene was when this guy had really bad cum and Samantha didn't want to fucking swallow his cum. So he was like, yo, what's going on with you? Like, why you can't? Like, what's up? And she was like, yeah, it tastes really bad. He's like, no, it doesn't. She's like, yes, it does. And he's like, no, it doesn't. You just don't want to do it. And that's where she goes, they don't call it a job for nothing. She said, fine, I'll give you, like, I'll make you a promise. If you can handle the taste, I'll do it. And she fed him his own cum. And he looked like he wanted to throw up. It was such a good
fun. That's funny.
That shit was fucking hilarious. Do you have anything memorable, bad or good from the show that you enjoyed?
I can't remember, but I know there was a scene or issue in the bedroom between Charlotte. That's red hair, right?
No, that's Miranda.
Miranda. So Miranda and her partner, the little geeky guy with the glasses, he was either coming too fast or couldn't get up.
That was Charlotte.
That was Charlotte, right?
Yeah, she just doesn't have red hair, but I know what you're talking about. Her husband, and they never had sex.
And they just never had sex. And I think that there was just a conversation where, of course, I think Samantha may have came to. It's so crazy because for even like your most vanilla friends, like I have a lot of friends that aren't as sexual as me.
Me too.
And it's so odd because they find me to be almost intriguing with the ways that I view sex. But anytime it comes to dating, relationships, how they engage with a man, whether it be in the bedroom or out of it, they really listen to my advice on it. And it's just so crazy because sexually, I'm so different from them. So I wouldn't think, and it's funny, even when we get all the emails of people saying, I'm a virgin and I love listening to you guys, or I'm not as kinky, but I'm getting there. It's just weird because I'm just like, you really want some sex advice from my whole ass, but you don't operate in the same way that I do. And it's crazy because I don't know, they find some sort of confidence and liberation from feeling like they can really take advice from my whole ass. And yeah, it's just interesting because I do feel like go ahead. What happened?
It's interesting, like the friends when, because I have a lot of friends like that too, you know, shout out to Enoch and Christopher and James. Like a lot of them are very super chill. And Brianda said something to me that I found interesting because we were working on the segments for her show and, you know, taking it to Lanier. And she said, you know, wholesome is the new edgy. There's so many, and I don't think she meant it in a way, like there's so many Weezys. There's everybody wants to be like this, but it almost makes wholesome the new edgy. And I was like, wow, it's such a great point because.
Can I just know where the fuck she came out with the with you being wholesome? I'm confused with this whole analogy.
She was talking about herself. We were talking about Bribal for Brianda. And right. She said, what's great about this show is wholesome is the new edgy. She said, there are so many Weezys or people that will come, like they came before me and that will come after you. That'll be just like you. But there is not a lot of me. And she's absolutely right. Wholesome is 100% new edgy. And that's what makes, and she's right, her so attractive, right? When we were talking about a TV network deal that she's been discussing and even just talking about portraying her on her podcast. And she's like, I don't even want to, well, I said it. I was like, I think cursing should come from your B mic, right? Like Brianda has such a vibe in my head when watching her and something that we feel from watching her. It is the wholesome thing that we don't get from a lot of outlets today. And she's absolutely right. And I think with my friends, I do love the wholesome ones because when I know a bitch is just like me, it ain't fun. Like I love
I disagree with that. I love me a good hoe ass friend. I like friends
partying and stuff, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I feel like I maybe step more away from my wholesome friends more than my friends where I feel like they get me. Like, that's why I said it's weird that even my wholesome friends be asking for advice sometimes.
That's the only thing. So, like, my whole friends, when I'm, like, really in a crisis, my whole friends think like me. And it's a lot better and easier for me to go to the wholesome friends because they take out their bias from having that experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a real thing that's going on in my life, my whole friends done been through shit. And they gonna think like I think. But my whole friends
that's why I need them.
Really come objectively. Nah, you know what I mean? Like, I love to talk to Enoch about my fucking throuple issue or something like that, who's like literally never had a threesome.